Blog Talk Radio.
Coming from Philippians 3, verses 18 to 19. Amen. Beware of dogs, of evil workers, of the concision. Amen. This is going to be a short broadcast, so I'm going to get straight to the point. Our devotional reading is coming from Philippians 3, 18 and 19, which reads as follows. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your magnificent grace. We thank you for your understanding and your mercy that you have given us, Father, the ability to be able to distinguish, Father, from good and evil, that those people who are in our life, Father, we are be able to discern them, to be able to understand what they are there for and whom are they seeking. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We magnify you, we glorify you for giving us wisdom, understanding. Oh God, you give us all that is in need, Father, to be able to overcome in this life. Father, we just thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Again, we're talking about beware of dogs, of evil workers, of the concision. Amen. Paul gives us this warning. Amen. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 2, he said, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He gives us this warning, amen, and most Christians don't take heed to warnings at all, amen, just like individuals that don't take warning to signs, physical signs that barely could be observed with the plain eye, amen. Say, for instance, a beware of dogs sign that is in red. Some may think that there is no dog in the back, but why would you take that chance to go in a gate or in someone's home knowing that that sign there, amen, beware of dog sign. Some people will go in anyway knowing that that sign there, that's how Christians are, real naive, amen. So he said, beware of dogs, beware of those immoral people that's in our lives or around our lives or coming into our lives. There are immoral people. It could be a man, a family member. It could be a workers at work, a man. It could be those that we don't even know that's just coming for around us for a minute, amen. These immoral people corrupt our character. They corrupt and influence us to do things that we shouldn't be doing, amen. These are the people that number one, Paul warns us about. These immoral people that can be able to influence our behavior to change as a Christian. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, beware of the evil workers. Now, these people are more obvious because we can see the bad in them. We can see the wickedness in them. Amen. And we know who they are, but yet we still allow them around us. We still allow them around our families. We still allow them around our wife. We still allow them around our husband. What's going on, Christian? Amen. The signs say beware, amen. And that beware means that you need to have some kind of observance, amen. You need to be watching, amen. You need to be understanding, amen. You need to be able to see the physical as well as the spiritual, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody help me here today, amen. Paul also said beware of the conceitian, amen. Now, this might be a little bit more difficult because here the word concision is talking about false Christians. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said, beware of the false Christian. Amen. Not the true Christian, but the false Christian. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You have to be able, amen, to call them out, amen. Call these Christians out, call these false Christians out, amen, that's walking around doing all this evil and have a lifestyle that is immoral, but yet call themselves. I said they call themselves Christian and are not Christian. Christian at all, amen. Oh God, call them out. The Bible says, spy them out, amen. Pick them out to crowd so you will know who they are, so you wouldn't have to be around them, so your family won't have to be around them, your husband won't have to be around them, your children have to be around them, because you know that they are there to deceive you. They there to maliciously hurt you, to put grievous on you, they there to bring forth worthlessness, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. He said, beware of these wolves, amen. Hallelujah. That's in the pulpit, amen. Hallelujah. We need to be aware of the people that call themselves Christians that we allow to talk to us about the Bible, to give us a word or two. Beware of these people, because these are false Christians behind the character of a sheep, but yet in the midst of their spirit, they are ravishing wolves, amen, waiting to tear you apart in your own mind. Hallelujah. The Paul said, beware of these people. Oh, God, this is the warning Paul gives us. Why? Because in verse 3, Paul says, for we are the circumcision. This is an analogized word that Paul used to say that we are Christians, amen, hallelujah, which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. Don't have no confidence in this flesh. Because if you have confidence in this flesh, you'll be subject to the dogs. You'll be subject to the evil workers. You'll be subject to the concession. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the flesh likes them all. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, come with me, church. Come with me, amen. Come with me, amen. Amen. Let's go to verse 17 of that same chapter. The scripture says this. Brethren, be fathers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. He said, point them out. Point those who walk, amen, worthy of your observation. Amen. Can I get a witness? You know they are Christian. Point these people out. Amen. These are the people that you can talk to. These are the people that you can observe. These are the people that you can allow to preach to you, to give you understanding of the word of God. Hallelujah. These are the people are your examples. Amen. Hallelujah. He said in verse 18, he said, for many of whom I have told you often, now tell you, even weeping, crying, for they are enemies of the cross of Christ. They are enemies of the suffering of Christ. Why? Because they're listening to this prosperity message. They're listening to these greedy preachers, amen, and the scripture said, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, their desires. He's talking about the desires of the belly, the pleasures, amen. This comes from the Eucaperians, amen, and the Stoics, in which Paul was trying to convert, amen. These people believe that all the pleasures of life, amen, comes from within the belly, amen. Evil workers, dogs, the concessions, oh God, hallelujah, all is detrimental to the Christian existence, detrimental to the spiritual existence, detrimental to God himself. Hallelujah.